Amiya doesn't understand why her mother has to pay bills. But Tiffany Berard can think of little else as she struggles to make ends meet. She works part-time, making minimum wage at Walmart. If she takes a full-time job, she won't be able to afford childcare for her two daughters. Berard calls herself the working poor, and she recently added the label of sole breadwinner because her husband just got laid off.
It makes it very, very tough for us now. So now we have to really buckle down and really, like, it's nothing extra that we can afford. Like, after we buy diapers and things for the girls, it's just it.
Locals call this the Rodeo Drive of Maryland, named after the famous celebrity shopping district of Los Angeles. Here, high-end stores line the streets for people who can afford them.
People here live in houses that doubled their median value in the past decade to nearly $1 million. A University of California, Berkeley study says the salaries of America's top 1% wage earners soared by 30% over 3 years, while everyone else's salary grew less than 0.5%.
They're able to treat things that we would think of as income.
Peter Capelli is with the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. He blames the outsourcing of union jobs as paychecks ballooned in the financial sector. He spoke via Skype.
The big question is, are things going on that have kind of changed the rules and stacked the deck further in favor of people who are already pretty wealthy?
Back in Chevy Chase, another explanation.
In the last few years, because of the economic crisis, I would think that a lot of people lost jobs.
Because of greed in the world.
Berard is fighting Walmart to raise its minimum wage. Walmart says its wages are higher than average. As a private employer, the store would not be affected by the president's expected order to raise wages for federal contractors. President Obama had pushed to raise the minimum for all workers, but Congress argued that higher wages would lead to more layoffs. Capelli says raising wages is only a short-term fix.
I don't think anybody would choose this as the best way to help working poor, but it's in place. We can increase the minimum wage more easily than we could put in place an entirely new program.
Capelli says the country should focus on future generations and preserving America's middle ground, because that's what it's losing. In Washington, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.